I don't really have all that much. Let's see what we can do. A little halacha. Let's see what we can do today. What are the Indiani halacha relating to Zois Chanukah? Today, is, as you all know, it's called Zois Chanukah.
What's that?
Zois Chanukah, since it's the Kriya Satorah. The Kriya Satorah today is, we finished learning all of the Nesiim. It's a very interesting thing you do. We lay in eight. And then we chaperayim on the last day of Chanukah, and we lay in all of the other Nesiim who did not get a chance, who because there are only 8 days of Chanukah, and then the landing concludes Zois Chanukas Hamizbeach. So
then it goes into
Bahaloscha. Then the minig is to lay Bahaloscha. It's a very long laning. I remember the young Gizel I used to make the schedule for the young Gizel of my father's shul, so I used to add five more minutes for davening
right.
on the last day of Chanukah.
We did this morning.
You added five more minutes. So I remember one year, maybe it was the first year that I added five more minutes, and my father, Zichron Levracha, told me that the person who leaned, he leaned so fast. He made it up. You didn't need 5 minutes. He just zipped up the laning so quickly.
Over the same thing, over and over again.
Over the top. But it's still okay. It's a long way, whatever it is. But in any event, the reason why today is called Zois Chanukah is primarily because of the laning. The laning concludes with the Zois Chanukah Samizbeach, when the 12 Nisim offered Korbanos to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. That, in essence, gave sanctity. It is what brought sanctity to the Mizbeach. The main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to offer korbanos. The Mishkan is to offer korbanos. So the inauguration was in all to sanctify not just the whole Mishkan, but primarily to sanctify the Mizbeach where the korbanos are offered. And indeed, the pasuk includes Zos. Everything that the Nesim did for the last 12 days, which we have condensed into 8 days, is Chanukas, is the renewal of the Mizbeach. Chanukah is called after the Mizbeach, we discussed this. It's not called after the Menorah, it's not called after the Milchama, it's called after the Mizbeach because of Zos, Chanukas, HaMizbeach. This is the inauguration of the Mizbeach. In time of the Chashmonaim, when we took the Beis HaMikdash back from the Yevanim, what did they do for 8 days? They demolished the Mizbeach and they rebuilt a new Mizbeach. They did not demolish the Beis HaMikdash, they did not demolish the Echel, they demolished only the Mizbeach, and the Chazal said, some of the Mepharshim say, is the miracle of Chanukah was 8 days. Why? Because that's how long it took to build a new Mizbeach. We are more brainwashed, the reason why it took 8 days, because it took 8 days, the Chazal said, it took 8 days to make new oil. 8 days, they had to send Shluchim to Tekoa, a name of a place where they specialized in Shemen Zayis. They had to send people there. They had to make it. They had to bring it back. What about Shabbos? They couldn't travel on Shabbos. So why then is it 8 days? It should only be 7 days of traveling. Okay, there are different answers to this question. That's one very popular approach of why it's 8 days. That's how long it took to make new oil. But another approach is no. They had oil right away. They had oil right away or maybe whatever the situation was, but it took them 8 days to demolish and rebuild the Mizbech. The Mizbech is massive. It's 32 amas by 32 amas. It's 10 amas tall. It requires much precision. The cement has to dry, has to be built in stages. There should be a yisoid, the soivev, the kronos, and all the various parts, the chonas sikra, and it took 8 days to do. And besides the demolishing and putting in Geniza. And the miracle was that during those 8 days, the oil that they used to light the menorah, it never went out. They did not need to replenish it. They did not need to replenish the Pach Shemesh and the Pach of the Kohen Gadol that they found. The two miracles, maybe indeed they could have coincided, but it took 8 days to rebuild the Mizbeach. That's why we focus, and then also Chanukah, what's the goal of Chanukah is to reach the climax. The climax is today's the day when all 8 Neros are lit. I mean, and so therefore, that's why it's called the Ikar Chanukah, Zos. That's why the minig is to call today Zos Chanukah. In Hasidic Yisrael, I don't know what this is all about. They say that Zos Chanukah, you could accomplish, they write that a simple person can accomplish on the last day of Chanukah, on Zos Chanukah, what only the holiest person can accomplish on Rosh Hashanah. The day is a day where it's open for the masses. It's a very holy day. There's a connection between Rosh Hashanah and Zos Chanukah. If a person, Rachman al-Stan, is in need of an akara, a woman, we know that Rosh Hashanah is a yoyim sugal for a person to be mispalel for children. And that's because the Haftarah, Shloisha, there were three people who were answered with children on Rosh Hashanah. Chana, Rachel, and Hashem Pakar Esar and Sarah. Three people Hashem answered their tefillos and they were granted their request that they would conceive children on Rosh Hashanah. Mefarshim says that Chanukah is the same. In fact, it's even more powerful. Why? Well, I don't know. I don't know the connections. But the last day of Chanukah, to some degree, is very much connected to the first to Rosh Hashanah, especially in regard to the inyan of tefillah for having children. Likewise, Zos Chanukah is also connected to Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, Dr. Brizak mentioned this to me yesterday, that Yom HaKippurim, we say, Bezos Yavoi Aharon El HaKodesh. With this, with the Karbonos, with all the various laws that have been presented in the Torah, Parashas Achrimos, he will enter into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Rosh Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, is called Zos Chanukah, Zos Chanukah Samizbeach. The connection of these words, the similarity of these words, indicates that this day has the same status as Yom HaKippurim. It's a day when a person can do tshuva, and Hashem will accept his tefillos, and Hashem will grant his will, the things that he's sincerely mispalel for. We all know that the Chassidus Shasram, I don't know what this is all about, is that a person has the ability to do tshuva. The chasima is not over until today. That if Rachmana Litzlan, a person was not successful on Rosh Hashanah, there's a second chance. You can do tshuva until Yom Kippur. If you don't do tshuva on Yom Kippur well, you have a third chance until Hashanah Rabbah. If Hashanah Rabbah doesn't go well, you have a fourth chance. Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a very, very holy day. Shmini Atzeres is the same holiness as Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. The Korbanos, the Musafim that you bring on Shmini Atzeres is identical to the Musafim that you bring on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And if a person blows it on Shmini Atzeres, you got one more chance until Zois Chanukah. Today is the Kvittel. Today is the real chasima, the real kvittel, and a person should take advantage. The person to maharer b'tshuva and daven a good mincha and eat food and make an dench b'kavana or any mitzvah to give tzedakah. Anything a person can do today is a very. This is what it says. It says it's a yom hastugel, a very special day. It's the climax of Chanukah. It's called Zois Chanukah. Now,
why in Shanah say pitka toba?
There are different madrigals. Look, when Yom Kippurim is over, it's over, right? It's over. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Then there's Hashanah Rabbah, Piska Toiva,
yeah.
Shmini Atzeres. We don't know what these things mean. I really have no idea. This is what it says. Is that there's a chasima gemar din on Chanukah. Now there are some halachic,
during these days when they were rebuilding the base,
the Mizbeach,
did they bring Karbonos?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Where would they bring it?
So they made a temporary Mizbeach.
Right?
They have to bring it on that Mokoyim. No. So was that Mokoyim kosher? Maybe they built on that Mokoyim a little ear. The Mizbeach only has to be an Amma by one Amma, a perfect square. So maybe if they temporarily put down a square Mizbeach on top of the construction site, and they offered the Tom and Shal Shachar, they took it away, and they went back to work. And in the afternoon, they brought back this little teeny Mizbeach, they glued it to the ground on the construction site, and they brought the carbon Tom and Shal Ben Arbayim, and they took it away, they went back to work, possibly.
There's two more things. While the Greeks were in control,
yes.
Did the Beis Hamikdash still function?
It seems not.
It did not
function. The simple reading of what it says in the history books, that I've seen at least, is that it was dysfunctional. Completely dysfunctional. It was taken over by the authorities, and the Shomrei Torah Mitzvos had no permission to enter for 50 years.
One of the things, it was for 50 years?
It's not clear exactly every single detail, but the Tukufa of Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah was not the end, but was towards the end of a 50-year period of history. And in Chanukah, when the miracle of Chanukah was not the end, there was still more battles.
Sure.
Even when Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah happened, they took back the Beis HaMikdash, and the miracle of the Chanukah menorah was lit, and it was not over. There were people still dying. there were still wars being fought.
Yes.
So it wasn't, it's interesting because normally you think that it was over. Oh, it's
no,
over.
No.
It wasn't over.
They got the Mizbeach.
They got the Beis HaMikdash back.
Yeah.
And major battles were won. But there was still work to be done. People lost their lives. People, it wasn't over. And what happened before that? It didn't happen. It was a very long, difficult period with Gzeres Shmad,
yeah,
where you're not allowed to be observant. And there was a lot of stress. A lot of stress, a lot of pain, a lot of problems. And a lot of it was also the big tragedy, which people don't talk about, is it was really primarily a civil war. We are trained,
yeah,
it was like a Holocaust, Rahman al-Islam. It was, and I shouldn't say that, it wasn't, well, it was different, but it was the Goyim trying to destroy us. That's not really what it was about. It was more of a civil war between religious Jews and irreligious Jews. And the irreligious Jews were supported by the Goyim, the Syrian Greeks. The Syrian Greeks were fighting us from the outside or from within. They went and they had influence over a significant chunk of Klal Yisrael to the degree where this group of people wanted to secularize the Beis HaMikdash, secularize the whole state. Okay, I mean, if you want to draw parallels between, I'm not going into politics, but there's something called religious Zionism, and there's something called secular Zionism. So we are all religious Zionists. We look at the state of Israel as a aschalta. I don't even want to say these words, these are very controversial things. But everyone to some degree, even in the smallest degree, who lives it, who appreciates Eretz Yisrael, you can't say you're not a religious Zionist to some degree. Everyone has a different level of what that means. And then there were people, no, let's be like all the other nations. Let's be completely wipe out religion. We'll make it Eretz Yisrael into a museum. There'll be a Beis HaMikdash. There'll be a study of Talmud and a course in college, but to practice what it says in the Talmud, to live it, that's not what Judaism is about anymore. It was a civil, and this led to wars, blood between Jew versus Jew. It's a very disturbing thing, and you don't really hear about that. People, when we talk about Hanukkah, they don't want to talk about the civil war. They don't want to touch the Misyavnim. The Misyavnim is, they put onto the side. The Misyavnim were the Iker. The Yavanim were on the outside. The Yavanim was just watching the show. They were watching the show, having a good time. Watch Jew kill Jew. That's the tragedy. That's the real tragedy of Sinas Chinam and not being to get along. There's a lot to learn. We probably, in this generation, have the most to learn from Hanukkah than from any other of the Chagim. Baruch Hashem, Pesach, no, we're a nation. We're good. Torah, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of Torah. Baruch Hashem. Sukkos, survival. We've survived 2,000 years in them. So all the holidays, everyone's on the same page. Where do we have what to learn from? Okay, Purim, Holocaust. Baruch Hashem, we survived. So what do we have to learn from the most, from all the festivals? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is about Jew against Jew. Jew against Jew, and that's an ongoing problem.
Right.
That's what we just explained. It's the secular Jews versus the religious Jews.
The religious, the reform and conservative, they're on that kind.
To some degree, yeah. Okay, I'm embarrassed to say, to some degree, yeah. That's all part of it. That's right. It's Jews who do not want to abandon tradition, want to abandon the Messiah, and want to redefine what Judaism is in the modern world. And that is exactly what happened in the time of the Yavanim. Jews who wanted to redefine Judaism in the world that they were living in. And the success, the miracle of Hanukkah was, is that the minority, the Jews who kept the Messiah, who kept the tradition, they were able to overcome. They were able to overcome and succeed and take back the Beis HaMikdash and spread and be Makarif. I mean, you have to understand what exactly. Some people need to be defeated, flat out, and some people just need to be taught, to be re-educated. To be re-educated and understand the beauty of Torah, and nothing changes, the Messiah does not change.
It's happening right now, today.
Exactly, as I'm saying, the most relevant holiday to us is Hanukkah. In Jewish times, in the modern world today, without question, the most relevant holiday for us to learn from and to apply to the challenges of our generation are the most in line with the Hanukkah story. The other festivals are wonderful festivals, but those battles have been won, and Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, we're all good. We're all on the same page with those miracles and those festivals. But Hanukkah is something which is very relevant. The struggles of Hanukkah we have to deal with. Okay, now let's go. Let's talk a little halacha.
What?
No,
it was
Nisan. Not. It was not good. Right. It was not on Hanukkah. Right. They finished the mizbeach. They finished building the base on the Mishkan on Chof Hey Kislev. That is the tradition. But they delayed the Hanukkah, the dedication, until Chodesh Nisan. Until the 23rd day of Adar. The 23rd day of Adar is when they started the process, which concluded Vahi Bayom Hashmini. That's very good. That today is Yom Hashmini. Today also corresponds to Aleph Nisan. Aleph Nisan is also another element of Zois Chanukah. What happened on Aleph Nisan? Aleph Nisan is a tragic day. Aleph Nisan, HaKamas HaMishkan, but also Nadav Avihu died. Nadav Avihu, Chodesh Nisan. What?
Oh, Nisan.
Chodesh Nisan, it was the day when Nadav Avihu died. That Chodesh is the exception. A person is allowed to fast, if he so wishes, on Chodesh Nisan, because it's a bittersweet day. On the one hand, it was the Yom HaShmini, the eighth day. On the other hand, it was a day of Avelos for Nadav Vaviu. So we have over here Zois Chanukah. Mitzad Echad, it connects to Rosh Hashanah. Mitzad Sheni, it connects to Yom Kippur. B'Zois Yav Arno Chodesh. Mitzad Shlishi, it connects to Chodesh Nisan. So there are a lot of different elements which come together on Zois Chanukah. Now let's talk to some halachic inyanim. What about, this is a very major question, why do we have only 8 days? Why don't we have 9 days of Chanukah? Sveika d'yoma. Just like we have Sveika d'yoma and Chutz Yaretz for all the other festivals, why not Sveika d'yoma for Chanukah?
Very good.
That's many answers. This is a very popular topic because it's only made about the Sveika d'yoma is only for Din D'oraisa. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, even though Shavuos is no Suffolk. Shavuos is Vaday. It's already 50 days after Pesach. By 50 days, even the people in the furthest corner of the world, in the civilized world, knew when Pesach was. They already received word when Pesach was, so there's really no need they should observe 2 days of Shavuos. In order, loy plug, not to create confusion, that's why the Chazal established deliberately there should be 2 days of Shavuos in Chutz Yaretz. A tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush should be 2 days of Shavuos because of Loi Plug. So they established this Loi Plug, so we should apply Loi Plug when it comes to Chanukah as well. Okay, so there are many answers. One answer he said is very good is that no, even when the Chazal said Loi Plug, it's only for a Daraisa, not when it comes to a Drabanan. Number two is a very simple answer. When is Chanukah? It's the 25th day of the month. The Chanukah begins the 25th. The 25th day of the month is already enough time for the vast majority of Klal Yisrael to know, those who live in Golos, those who live in Bavel, to know when Rosh Chodesh was. It's the 25th day of the month. So by that time, when it comes to Pesach, it's always 15 days. The Chanukah we do not know is Pesach. 15 days. Okay, so 15 days was not enough. But another 10 days was more than enough time, therefore that's why it was never established. Another time why there is no Sveika D'yoma is because... What?
There is something.
So Purim, why don't we have Sveika D'yom? So Purim is the other end, because Purim, there are really multiple days. There is no one day for Purim. Purim can be celebrated on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. There's a whole spectrum, so therefore there's no set day. Each city, that's why, since there's no mamash set day, it's like almost Sveika D'yom. But Chanukah, there are eight days. Now some want to say, very big chiddush, is that that's why we have 8 days. Really, Chanukah should have only been 7 days. That's the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Kashi Rebbe says, why do you have to have a miracle for 8 days? The first day there was enough oil to last 1 day. So everyone, there's a safer narrow limit by the Beis Yosef. It has 100 answers. Most of them are spin-offs. So they really like 3-4 answers. And every other answer...
And the answer also.
Every answer is a spin-off. You have to wait afterwards. Yes, if it's only a very, very good question.
No, I want to say we have also Ben Israel finish Hanukkah.
Yeah.
We have more 7 hours to be in Hanukkah.
I don't understand.
Because the oven difference
don't
is 7 hours. Yes?
I'm thick.
7 hours, this is different. Okay.
Afterwards. Let's look. Why don't we have Sveik of the Yom? So there is the populist answer. Really, we only need to celebrate Hanukkah 7 days because the first day was not a miracle. There was enough oil to last for 1 day. So why do we have the 7 day? That's why it is Sveika the Yoma. The 8 days of Hanukkah really, really capture the Sveika the Yoma. To cover, just in case, that we actually are starting on the wrong day. So, Manav Shach, we've celebrated 7 days during Bayomim Ohim Bazman Hazeh. Even if 1 day we got it wrong because we started a day too early, it doesn't matter because the last 7 days will be in the right time. We're only really celebrating 7 days, and the 8th day really is a built-in Sveika de Yoma. Especially when it comes to Hanukkah, is the quintessential mitzvah de Rabbanan. The quintessential mitzvah of the Gemara. How do you know to light on Hanukkah? How do you know? Le'sasur mikol asher yom l'cha yominu small. Now, why did the Gemara ask the question when it comes to Hanukkah? How do you know? Almost every other mitzvah de Rabbanan, kimat, 99.9% of the mitzvah de Rabbanan are all siyogim. They're all mitzvos which are coming to be mechazek a deraisa. There's a mitzvah deraisa, don't do this. So the Rabbanan said, not only don't do this, because if you're going to do this, you may come to be nichshol. You may come, don't walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to walk more, because you may come to walk a mill. That's not really a good example. Every mitzvah of the Rabbanan is always being mechazek, a pre-existing. Hanukkah is purely a mitzvah of the Rabbanan out of left field. It's not here to be mechazek anything else. It's not to strengthen another mitzvah. It's not as a safeguard. Chazal said it was a miracle, and we're going to commemorate it. And you're going to light neros, and you're going to make brachas for 8 days. So this is the quintessential mitzvah derabbanan, where the rabbanan are requiring you to do new things that were never done anywhere else. That's a very unique element. When you celebrate Hanukkah, you're celebrating, what you're really coming to celebrate is the koyach of the rabbanan. That the rabbanan, their power is so great, not only can they tell you to do things as safeguards for mitzvahs deraisa, they can even create new mitzvahs that don't exist, have no remez in the Torah. For example, Hanukkah. They're telling you to make a yomtiv to celebrate the miracle of the menorah. What is the power of the Rabbanan? The power of the Rabbanan is also Sekhet Yom. That's also a very significant power. But someone is saying that there is an overlap. One of the most powerful enactments the Rabbanan ever made was Sekhet Yom. That you have to observe another whole day of Yom Tif. Don't put on tefillin. Don't do malacha. And that's a very powerful takana. Someone has said that's mamish built into Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah should only really be 7 days. Because the first day was not a miracle. And the fact that it's 8 days really does include within it Sega the Yoma. Another answer is that the Yom Tif of Hanukkah was established in the time when there was no issue of Golos. It was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a kavod for the Yom Tif that there should be Sveika de Yoma. Sveika de Yoma charges upon the theme of Golos. Why is it? Because Jews are not living in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the way it's supposed to be. A Jew belongs in Eretz Yisrael. We do not belong here in Flatbush. It's hard for us to imagine such a thing. We do not belong in Golos. A Jew belongs in Eretz Yisrael. Sveika de Yoma is, listen, there's Golos. Chazal Masak and Sveika de Yoma in the time of the Beis HaMikdash as well. But you're relating to people. This is the end of a Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. They're Yom Tovim. We have to deal with people who are not living in the land because they're on business or they're living on the outskirts. Okay, so we're going to be misakein. We're going to be misakein a second day b'mishum sveika d'yoma. But Chanukah was a miracle celebrating the taking back of Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah, to a very large, and this touches upon another idea, Chanukah to a very large degree is not just about the menorah. It's about Eretz Yisrael. It's a very Zionistic holiday. Chanukah is about, what is the mile of living in Eretz Yisrael? It's the Kedusha of the land. The Kedusha of the land is captured in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mokom HaShuas HaShechina. And the Mokom, where do you find the Mokom HaShuas HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash? The menorah. What does it say? What's the menorah? The Chazal say the menorah, there was one Ner, the Ner Maravi, only had enough oil to last for one day, and lasted for 8 days. And only enough to last for 12 hours, and lasted for 24 hours. The miracle of Chanukah is that the Ner Maravi was not just one Ner, all seven branches of the menorah became the Ner Maravi. And not only was it a Ner Maravi, all seven branches were a Ner Maravi, it was a Ner Maravi for 8 days. So, and what is the significance of the Ner Maravi? What did Chazal say? Eidus Shehashchina Shoyre B'Yisrael. The fact that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash there was only enough oil for the candle to go for 12 hours and went for 24 hours was a testimony that the Shechina is resting in Klal Yisrael. It represents the Kedushas HaOretz is found in the fact that the Shechina is resting in Eretz Yisrael. This is what happened at the time of the Chanukah miracle, is there was a renewal of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah, the Mulchama. The renewal of the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash and the Menorah, in essence, is the shorish of sanctity for Eretz Yisrael. When Chazal make a miracle, they're not going to go make a miracle to commemorate the miracle with a Sveika D'Yoma. The essence of Sveika D'Yoma is Golos. A Jew who is not living in Eretz Yisrael is in Golos. Even Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, you're living in Golos. And certainly when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and there is no Eretz Yisrael, and you live... Right, exactly. That ties what we said yesterday, that's not where you belong. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is a celebration of Eretz Yisrael. Unlike the other Yom Tovim, which are not. The other Yom Tovim, what are they about? What is Pesach about? The establishment of Klal Yisrael as the Am HaNivchar. That has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. We are the Am HaNivchar. Where were we established with the Am HaNivchar? In Egypt. Not in Eretz Yisrael. What is the Yom Tov of Shavuos all about? Kabbalah Sator. Where were we Kabbalah the Torah? In the desert. What is Sukkot all about? The Anani HaKavod. We survived 40 years in the desert. Survival. Where do we survive? Not in Eretz Yisrael, in the desert. What is Rosh Hashanah all about? It's about Yom HaDin. What is Yom Kippur about? Kapara. What is Shmini Atzeres about? I don't know. It's a very complicated Yom Tov. But it's not about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's not about Eretz Yisrael. Where are you living? Well, I'm living in Tel Aviv, and he's living in America. Okay, so you don't know this man, so you have to observe 2 days. Chanukah is a celebration of Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah is the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaShuas HaShechina, the place where we belong. You're not going to make a Yom Tov, Chanukah, commemorate a Yom Tov with Sveika D'Yoma. That goes against the grain of what the Yom Tov is all about. It's our return to Eretz Yisrael, Chanukah. Chanukah, the Yevonim knocked us out. They said, get out of here. Get out of...
What about Purim at the end of Golos?
No, Purim is survival. Purim is just a celebration of survival. They were in Golos. They were in Golos. With permission, they can now rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But it was about survival. Survival and Golos. Hester Ponim. It's not about Eretz Yisrael. It's Golos. But Chanukah, from all of the festivals, focuses on our appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. Sveika D'Yoma, that's a concept that it's Golos. What are you doing in Golos? What are you doing on Eretz Yisrael? Adrabah, the fact that there is no Sveika D'Yoma on Chanukah should wake up your neshama to tell you, what are you doing? You don't belong here. You belong in Eretz Yisrael. You're doing a holiday that belongs in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so this is... That's another popular answer to explain why there is no Sveika D'Yoma on on Hanukkah. Okay, the other end. So let's go to another halakhic issue. Another halakhic issue is, what do you do with the leftover oil of your menorah? Okay, there's always going to be some leftover wicks, some leftover oil. What do you do with the menorah? So let's take a step back. Let's talk about sukkahs. Sukkahs is over. And you have schach on the sukkah. You have walls. What do you do with the schach? What can you do with it? Do whatever you want. As no, once already it's over, you can throw it in the garbage. You can do whatever you want. When it comes to Hanukkah, all of a sudden we find in Shulchan Aruch HaHalacha that the leftover oil in the Neros has to be burnt. And in fact, there is a minhag today. You don't see it too done, but Hasidim, seeing what I've read, they do. It's very common. They make a madura. You think of Lag BaOmer, they make a madura. The ikazman to make a madura is today. You make a bonfire today in the afternoon or in the morning after davening. You go, everyone brings in from their house the leftover oil from their menorah. You bring in the leftover oil and the wicks, and you make today a bonfire to burn the leftover oil. This was a minhag atik, an old minhag that was done. It's brought down all of the svarim, and it seems that it's still done today in certain Hasidic communities. You don't see it being done today by the litvaks. You don't see it being done. But this is something which was brought down. Why? Why do you have to burn the leftover oil? Why can you take the oil and very neatly wrap it up in a plastic bag and throw it in the garbage, just like you do with all other shiurei mitzvah, just like with tzitzis? What do you do when you buy a new talis katan? What do you do with the old talis katan? You can throw it in the garbage. Don't put it in Shemus. They don't want it in Shemus. You put it in a nice plastic bag and you put it with the recyclables. Okay, you put it out or you put it away. Yeah. Don't be mavaz. Don't put it in bezayin. You wrap it up. It should be wrapped up, and it can be disposed of. What do you do with all the paper lock? All the photocopies lying on the table over here. What do? You wrap it up nicely in a plastic bag, and you put it with the recyclables. It's fine. So why can you go and take the leftover oil and put it in a nice plastic bag and put it in the recyclables and zehu? So the truth is, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you can do that. You can do that. It's shiari mitzvah. And the ikar is, you should not be mivazeh the mitzvah. Don't be mivazeh the leftover part of the mitzvah, and therefore you can dispose of it. However, there is more of a minhag to burn it. Why? So there are two different ideas to bring out. Number one is, there's a fundamental difference between the oil and the wick versus the tzitzis, and let's say the sukkah, the schach of the sukkah, and things like that. Number one is, the schach of the sukkah was never meant to be consumed. It was meant to be used. Your tzitzis were never meant to be consumed. It was meant to be used. I put the tzitzis on my garment, I wear my garment, v'zehu, I'm done. A schach, I put it on my roof, and I use it. What was your kavana when you put in your menorah oil and a wick? My kavana is, this is l'shei mitzvah sner Chanukah, and the goal is, it should all be used up. It should burn out. I put enough oil to a half an hour, I want it to be used up. For an hour, whatever you put in, 2 hours, whatever you put in, I want it all to be used up. Guess what? It didn't work out. It burned for an hour and 45 minutes, and there's enough oil there in the very, very bottom, which the wick somehow didn't connect with, and it's still left over. I have a small amount of oil. So being that your kavana was, it should be consumed, there should be nothing left, it should disappear, it should dissipate, the way you dispose of it is in a higher standard. You have to burn it. You have to consume it, not as a mitzvah, but you have to consume it. Unlike schach and tzitzis, my kavana was never that it should be consumed, it should be used. I want to use it. I used it. I'm done using it. Now that I'm done using it, I can dispose of it in a way where I'm not mevazeh it. But when it comes to something you want to, your kavanah was to consume, it has a different set of rules. Ad kedei kach l'chatchila, you're not even supposed to use it for the burning of chametz. Okay, some people have a minute, they take the leftover oil and wicks and they use it to burn their chametz. Or they use it for ner Shabbos. Paiskim say no, they don't do that, because that's not where your kavana was. The kavana of Ner Chanukah should be consumed entirely. So you have no right to say keva the oved ba mitzvah achas le oved ba mitzvah achrita, use it for a different mitzvah. You have to understand the difference of kavana between the leftover oil of Chanukah and the other shiori mitzvah, lulav and esrog lulav. What do you do with it? You save it for bedikas chametz, for burning of the beer chametz. Why don't you save the leftover oil Now, sure, some do. Some do have a minik to save the leftover oil. Okay, some do, but most don't. So you have to burn it right away because of this difference of attitude. The attitude is, what was your kavana? Lulav, I'm going to use it. I'm finished using it, so now let me use for another mitzvah. Chanukah, my kavana is to consume it. So if you fail in consuming it, you have no choice but to consume it by itself and not use it even for another mitzvah. Now, halachically, what does this apply to? So it only really applies to the oil left over in the glass cups that was meant to be used the first half an hour. Any oil that's left over in the glass cup that's more than a half an hour, more than the shear, you can be makel, many parts of it, you can be makel, you can throw it in the garbage. And certainly, any oil left over in the container doesn't have much kedusha. You can certainly dispose of it however you want, or you can use it for another mitzvah. The Ikar Hadin, the only thing which we apply these chumers to, is the oil that's actually been used in the glass in your menorah that was within the shear of 1/2 an hour. Some of Momachmer, even if it's more than half an hour, you put it into the menorah, it has that kedusha, and it should be disposed of, it should be completely burnt. Okay, so, and if you make a tanai, by the way, that also solves all the problems. You make a tanai that I only want the oil that's going to actually be burnt should have kedusha, but any oil that's left over should not have kedusha. That should not have kedusha, and I can do it to whatever I want. If a person makes such a tanai, it's a valid tanai, and it works, and it prevents it from receiving kedusha. And some want to say that every person today, in the back of their mind, it's as if they made that tanai. We live in a different world today, and it's assumed that's, of course, what you meant to say. It does not have to be burnt. So there are many, many leniencies we do not see.
It doesn't burn a half hour. Are you supposed to relight it?
Yes, of course. Yes, yes, you are supposed to. Yes.
But really, technically, you won't have any extra leftovers.
Okay, but let's say it was Shabbos, or let's say, like the opinion that says even more than half an hour, whatever you put in the container. You're right, Nechanami, but if you, the truth is, you're not necessarily mechuyev to relight it. You're not really mechuyev to relight it. If you lit it, and al pi derech hatav, there was enough oil to go for half an hour, you yoytze the mitzvah. Hadlaka oysa mitzvah, even if the candles go out, you're still yoytze, because you did yours. When you lit it, you did the maisa mitzvah, it was fit to go half an hour, something unusual happened, you're not responsible. So now in that case, indeed, the oil, you should do it. But b'diyevet, if you did not do it, you yoytze the mitzvah, but the oil that's left over certainly would have kedusha, if you did not make a tanai, of course, and therefore l'chatchil should be completely burnt, it should not be thrown in the garbage, and should not even be used for another mitzvah. Some disagree, some hold, it's not the end of the world. Like any other shiari mitzvah, you can use it for another mitzvah, or you can dispose of it, but they are covered b'diyevet. We see among us, among the little shakal mehovir and flapush, I don't see anyone making maduras. Okay, I've never seen this. Okay, I've never seen this. We don't see it being done. You'll tell me people do it. I don't know, but it's not common
just
among us.
This morning, they made a mini madura out of it.
Where?
At home.
At home. Who told you this? Someone told you this? Chadoshim labakarim. Okay, we became a very firm world. Okay, that's what it says. That's what it says. Now let me give you another reason why it's different. It's a very interesting idea, and that's because what is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah all about? Mahadrin. It's all about ikar mitzvah ner yishubesoy. If you don't have enough, then we mahadr. And if you don't have enough, everyone in the family lights their own air. And if you don't, and what's mahadrin min ha-mahadrin? Mahadrin min ha-mahadrin? Moisef ha-haylech. The whole essence of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is hidur mitzvah. It's hidur mitzvah. And why is that so? It comes from the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, Ze keli v'anveyu. This is my Ribbono shel Olam, and I will glorify him. What does it say in the Targum? This is my Ribbono shel Olam. I will build for him anvehu miloshon nove. I will build for him an abode. Adira, I will build for Hashem a Beis HaMikdash. What do we translate the Pasuk Chazal say? Ze keli v'anvehu. I will beautify him. We have one Pasuk, and we have two Mamori Chazal. One Maimer Chazal is, when you do a mitzvah, you should do it in a beautiful way. And the other Maimer Chazal is that you should build for Hashem a Beis HaMikdash. Why Chanukah, more so than any other Yom Tov, do we focus on the concept of Hidur Mitzvah? Sukkot as well, that creates Hadar. That's because it says the Pasuk Hadar. But why in Hanukkah do we focus on a beautiful menorah? People will spend tens of thousands of dollars to go buy a beautiful menorah. They'll go and they'll... there's the idea of Hidr, where everyone lights Moisif HaHoyelich every single night, because we combine together both of the Perushim of this one Pasuk. Zeh Keliv Yanveyu, I will beautify Hashem in the way I do a mitzvah. And the Pasuk also means I'm going to build for Hashem a Beis HaMikdash. What happened at the time of the Hanukkah miracle? The Chashmonayim took back the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was locked up. It was off limits. The Chashmonayim succeeded in taking back and cleansing and rededicating the Beis HaMikdash. You took back the... You were Mekayim, Zekeli, the Anveyu. I'm going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. What does the Pasuk also mean? I'm going to beautify Hashem. The way we combine these two Perushim together, when we commemorate the fact that we took back the Beis HaMikdash, the Anveyu, to make another an abode for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do it in the most beautiful way. Mahadrin, Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, everyone lights a candle for themselves, Moisif HaHoylich, plus we light of a beautiful menorah with Shem and Zayin Zach and all of the Hidurim. So it comes out that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is Hidur Mitzvah. What is the opposite of Hidur Mitzvah? Bizui mitzvah, to be mevazeh the mitzvah. You wear tzitzis. Is there any deed of hider mitzvah by tzitzis? Not anything more than any other mitzvah. There's this thing called hider mitzvah, but there's nothing special about tzitzis. Nice tzitzis, nice tefillin, every mitzvah you do should be nice.
You're allowed to go to the bathroom with the tzitzis. You know, the mikvah with
tzitzis. Tzitzis. I make a sukkah. Is there anything special Hidur when it comes to sukkah? Like every other mitzvah. Every time you do a mitzvah, there's a din of Hidur mitzvah. But it's nothing unique. The essence of Chanukah Neros is Hidur. This is the essence. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin. What is the opposite of Hidur? Bizui mitzvah. So when it comes to my tzitzis, it's time to retire the talis katan. I've warned you for 6 months. No, it's time to move on. It's time for the talis katan to go to a better place. I take off the talis katan, I buy a new talis katan. So what I do with the old talis katan? You put it in a plastic bag and you put it out with the disposable, whatever, with the garbage. Oh, the talis katan is screaming, you're being mevazeh me, you're being mevazeh me, you're putting me in the garbage. I'm not being mevazeh you. I wrapped you up nicely. You have no kedusha. I wrapped you up in a plastic bag. No one sees. I'm not being mevazi. Don't have tainus on me. I'm not being mevazi you. I don't take your complaint seriously. But Chanukah, leftover oil, leftover wicks, wrap it up, put it in the garbage. The oil is crying out to you. What are you doing? You're putting me in the garbage. You're being mevazi me. Here, I'm more sensitive. I'm more sensitive to the complaint of the oil and the wicks. Why? Because the essence of this mitzvah is hidur, is beautification. And the opposite of hidur is bizoyon. So now I'm more sensitive. So even though you can throw your tzitz in the garbage and you can throw the atzitz tzchach in the garbage, when it comes to the leftover oil and leftover wicks, you don't throw it in the garbage. Instead, you consume it, you burn it, you consume it, so because there's more of a sensitivity, there's a much, much higher standard of bizui mitzvah with regard to the shiori mitzvah of hidur mitzvah, a mitzvah whose essence is hidur mitzvah. That's why we have a different standard when it comes to the Chanukah. So, lamaskana, we have here halachic inyan of what to do today with the leftover oil. Halacha lemaisa, you can be makel every, because really the only oil that's mukhan is the first half an hour. And if your menorah lit more than a half an hour, so make right then you can be makel. That's why the oil is very, very makel. Also, chamira sakanta yaiser meisura. It's not good to play with fire. It's not a good idea. So the oilam is very, very makel. We just basically throw it out. You don't have to pay much attention to it. Just don't do the design. But you should appreciate that there is such a minug. When you don't throw it out, when you mahader to burn it, you'll ask the question, why? We have presented two mahalchim and halacha, why it's different. Your kavana was, it should be consumed. When you wear tzitzis, your kavana was not that the tzitzis should be consumed. It should be worn. I'm done, so I can throw it in the garbage. If my kavana was, it should be consumed. If I did not, it was not consumed through the mitzvah, I have to burn it so it should be consumed. The second mahalach is, it's in essence, this is a mitzvah, a hiddur. And bezoyin is the opposite. The melah, there's more sensitivity. You have to burn it. You cannot just throw it in the garbage in any shape or form. Okay, we'll take a very short break. We'll do Lul Agada until Mincha, and that will wind up Hanukkah. Take a 2-minute break.